This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Foundation. Jim, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Buonasera, Signora Fry. Como está?
Oh, bien, bien. Very good.
I'm in Rome, so I'm working on my Italian.
I don't know Italian, but it sounds beautiful.
Because you were speaking Spanish, but that's okay.
Yes, yeah.
Actually, this is standard operating procedure. The Chinese have an unbelievable global espionage network, and all these things that you've heard about in the past, like, hey, using Chinese students coming over here, and maybe some of them could be spies. True. Professors recruiting American professors as spies, buying land and using that land to spy in the United States. Yeah, and it's been increasingly brazen, not just in the United States, but in other countries. And it's like, what do these guys have to do? I mean, do they have to walk up to the White House lawn and put a Chinese flag in the middle of the lawn before you get it? That this is a very, very serious effort to spy on the United States, on par with what the Soviets did during the Cold War. And the difference is if you remember the Cold War, you know, we had J. Edgar Hoover, and we're running around and we're looking for spies under every bedsheet. And now, essentially, we have a global spy network, which apparently we're all just indifferent to.
I didn't want that answer. So, I mean, is this a situation where we have an incompetent administration causing this to be worse? It's always been the case, so it's inflamed now because we're not paying attention to it?
Well, it's not that the U.S. intelligence doesn't know that it's out there. Now I'm just speculating because obviously I'm not in the U.S. government. I don't have an intelligence clearance, so I don't know what's going on inside Langley and inside FBI headquarters. But there are things that are pretty obvious to all of us. Regardless of what business you're in, you only have so many people and so much time and so many things to do. So one is this administration for 4 years has had a lot of priorities which have nothing to do with actually intelligence or enforcing the law. It's, you know, we can find resources to go and check out board meetings at, you know, and school meetings to find out if parents are saying mean things. And we can peruse people's social media to see if they've, you know, said mean tweets about President Biden or something. But that is taking away resources from the day job. And the other thing is unless this administration's been guilty of this many times, the Chinese do things which are completely in your face, and rather than be blunt and push back about it, we tend to excuse it or ignore it. And the Chinese balloon's a good example. The U.S. government knew that the Chinese were launching spy balloons. They knew that there was a spy balloon flying over the United States. They tried to ignore it and hide it, and it was only after an outrage happened that they responded. And then their response was incredibly stupid. We actually not only, dealt with the, shot down. We actually sent U.S. Air Force planes up, and we shot down weather balloons. like just to prove, you know, that, I guess that was their way of showing we're actually taking this threat seriously. Mm. So you have a government which doesn't really want to deal with the China threat, and you have a government which wants to essentially use law enforcement and intelligence agencies for their own purposes. So one of the byproducts of that is, yeah, are we not laser focused on the greatest intelligence threat against the United States? And the answer is, yeah, maybe that explains it.
Ugh. Jim Carafano with us right now with the Heritage Foundation. I'm going to ask you a two-part question here. I don't know if they're connected. The FBI says, this is according to Fox News, the FBI says the ISIS-K, that ISIS-K was behind a recently foiled terrorist plot aimed at carrying out a mass shooting on Election Day in the United States on Wednesday. The FBI arrested the individual, 27 years old, in Oklahoma last week on charges of planning to purchase two AK-47 rifles to carry out the attack. When we're talking about intelligence gathering by countries like China, but we're also at the same time living in a world where ISIS-K is plotting Election Day mass shootings with people who have found their way into the United States. Are these separate issues? Do these all come together? It seems as though we're in a very insecure moment in time in our own country.
Well, you know, what's interesting about all three of those things is in one way or another, they were connected to not keeping track of who's coming in this country. The other thing, all three of these, because there are probably three major would-be terrorist attacks, which would have killed a lot of people if they had worked in the last year and a half that I can think of. In each case, they were foiled because they were just stupid terrorists that were easy to catch. Why isn't there more outrage? And, you know, I've said this on your show so many times, right, that we are less safe now than we were on the day after 9/11 because we've dismantled everything we built since 9/11 to make sure this never happens again. And the only reason we're not outraged is it's America, it's psychology. It's not just America. It's just how we all think. It's like when you almost hit a car, you just, I'm glad I didn't hit that car. And then you just drive on and forget about it. When you have the car accident, that memory sticks with you forever. So if it's a foiled terrorist attack, people just shrug their shoulders. And it's only when people really die that they go, oh, my God, how could this happen? So now we've had three would-be terrorist attacks, which would have killed a lot of people and been catastrophic to, but we shrug our shoulders because it didn't actually happen. We had a terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, not in 9/11, but years earlier, but it just blew up in the garage and really didn't do anything. And so we all just shrugged our shoulders. And we're not going to take this seriously until people die in mass numbers here, until we have our October 7th. But we could have had that three times already. And so to your point is, why are we not reversing course? Why do we still have open borders? Why do we not have intelligence and law enforcement focused exclusively on intelligence and law enforcement threats? Why are we waiting? Yeah. Why do we have somebody running for president who says it's time for change when they're actually in the White House? They have an office in the White House and they could be changing things today. And so, yeah, there's not a good answer to this question. Is we are sitting ducks and we're doing nothing about it.
When you say why, do you think you know the answer to that question?
It defies human logic, right? If the tornado alarm goes off, you run for the cellar. If they say there's a hurricane coming, you pack your bags and you leave town. But we tell you the lights are blinking red. We have opened this country to so many threats, whether it's Chinese intelligence collection or the Chinese cyber attacks or infiltrating infrastructure or having open borders and letting terrorists come in the country and we do nothing. I honestly don't have good answers for that other than it's human nature, right? Nobody wants to buy insurance until the day after they've had an accident and they go, gee, I wish I had insurance or I wish I got the warranty on the refrigerator. That's kind of the way we are. But, to be fair to the American people, that's why we elect governments. We elect governments to make sure that we don't have to go, that we can go to sleep at night and not worry about really terrible, horrible things happening. Because we elect our government to take care of that. And we give them a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah.
And I can show you tens of billions of dollars that went to pay for diversity and equity training and, you know, giving money to Hamas so they could dig tunnels in Gaza. But I can't tell you that the government's actually doing the one thing you pay them to do, is just allow you to go to sleep at night and be confident that you can wake up in the morning and hug your children.
That's it. That's what it's about. Jim Carafano with us right now with the Heritage Foundation. When I look at, you know, you listed out those questions, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? And you're right, it defies common sense and logic. When I come up to that brick wall and I can't get any further trying to, you know, game it out in my head, like, why would you be doing this? What is the outcome? I generally assume that the thing that I have identified as a problem, the other side doesn't see as a problem, because I'm looking for a solution to a problem that I have. If right. they're not looking for the solution, then maybe they don't identify it as a problem. Do you think that this administration has regret? Or do you think the Democrat Party has regret for opening the southern border to such an extent that people are coming here who wish us ill? And, you know, we're so far down this road, we'll have to retread a new one in order to fix the problem that they've created.
No, you know, and so the generous answer to be say is like, I'm a politician. And the crashest politician craft, or anyways, the worst politician would say, look, if they don't vote me out of office, you know, obviously I'm doing okay, right? Because that's the only thing I really care about. I'm not even sure these guys care about that. If they get voted out of office, do you think they're going to go back and say, boy, that open border thing was a dumb idea? Or, you know, opening the country to the next 9/11 is a dumb idea. They're going to say, well, how do I get back in power? And this, to me, is the fundamental difference between not just Republicans and Democrats, but politically that divides us. Well, it's divided. There are two kinds of politicians in this world I discovered from all my travels and places I've been and all the different people I've talked to. It's almost like the laws of physics and gravity. There are people who run for office and their question is what can I do to satisfy people's needs and wants that will keep me in office? And there are people who say, what can I do to make sure I control power? Those are the two different politicians we have in the world today. And if you can't figure out which is which, and, you know, which is better for you, then, my friend, you are part of Darwin's, you know, survival of the fittest thing.
Jim Carafano, one last note before we let you go on this individual who the FBI arrested that was going to engage in this Election Day terrorist plot. Fox News reports that Tawhidi, which is his name, had previously worked as a security guard for the CIA in Afghanistan. And Fox News reported that he did not undergo vetting by the State Department for special immigration status. They tracked Tawhidi donating to an ISIS-connected charity and viewing ISIS propaganda online. And a family member of the man who was arrested was also arrested in France this week for planning a separate attack. How does somebody work for the CIA in Afghanistan and get into this country without extra vetting? I mean, if they were on our radar, man, that's a phrase we continue to hear.
Well, you know, all I can say is this is somebody who kind of, I don't want to say grew up with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Department of Homeland Security post 9/11, because I'm a lot older, but you know, was involved in kind of the whole debate and structure of Homeland Security, including the debate over the Patriot Act. And then I was advisor to three different secretaries in Homeland Security as part of the Homeland Security Advisory Council, including Democrats and Republicans. So, I mean, I've only been involved with this issue for 20-plus years. The scenario you just described, everything we did post 9/11 was to set up a system so people like that never got in the United States. And so the honest question to ask is, well, how did somebody like that get in the United States when we built the system to stop exactly the kind of people exactly the kind of red flags you just raised? You know, I remember, you know, during the Bush administration, I was trying to help a guy get a visa who was from Europe, and he couldn't get a visa to the United States. And so, you know, we did all these queries and we went to the Congress and said, well, why can't get a guy visa? Well, he visited a country where there's terrorists. And we were like, yeah, he was in a NATO ally that was fighting the ISIS in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Of course he was there. They denied a guy from NATO a visa because he was in Iraq. And now we're literally letting the guys they were fighting in the country without even batting an eyelash. I mean, honestly, if you'd asked me 20 years ago if I would ever be living, you know, could we worry about, oh, we're going to turn, you know, America's going to become a fascist state and we're not going to. Instead, we've done the opposite. Rather than using a system to defend people, we're using the system to attack people and ignore the people that are trying to kill us. I couldn't have predicted this. You know, if you said, Jim, tell me the most wacky thing that could possibly happen here.
Jim, can I ask you one bonus question? Just 1 minute. I haven't talked to you since Tim Walz and the China stuff came out. Just a big, broad question. Does the Tim Walz China trips concern you?
It sends huge red flags to me. Again, you know, I'm in Rome. I've been all over the world. And one of the biggest things I hear about is what's called elite capture. The Chinese are everywhere giving money to anybody that they can use to buy influence. And I don't know if Tim Walz, what his issues are or whatever. I just would say all the things that Tim Walz did with the Chinese are exactly the kinds of behaviors we see for the Chinese trying to buy elite capture and influence. Now, I didn't say he did anything wrong. I don't know if he did anything wrong. I'm just saying the people that the Chinese have in their pocket, the things he did, those are exactly the kind of things they did to get their pocket. But it's like, when you ask the question of how come we let, you know, all these Chinese students in our country and we ignore espionage, how do we let people fly drones over military bases? Why do we let people buy? Why do we let the Chinese Communist Party and the military wind up being owners for vast tracts of land outside of U.S. military bases? I don't know if they're doing anything wrong, but every place I go where I see where the Chinese do something wrong, it kind of looks like what you just described.
Red flags. In full disclosure, I Googled, it was a pleasure speaking with you, so I could say it to you in Italian, but I'm not even going to take a stab at it. But I'm going to tweet it at you.
Okay. Well, ciao, Annie.
Ciao. I got that one. Thank you. We appreciate you, Jim.
Bonasera. Okay.
Bonasera. They're very, very, very good. I can read Spanish. I have a thought. I have an idea. But out of respect to Jim Carafano, who is in Rome, I will copy and paste the Italian onto X and send it on its way to our dear friend Jim Carafano. Always wonderful to have him on the show. Red flags on the Tim Walz thing. I wish I would have asked that question a little bit earlier, but it came up to me and I had to know. Let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins back in studio. When we come back, our YouTube live chat poll, a little spillover from yesterday's conversation. We talked quite a bit about this yesterday. YouTube live chat poll, is Donald Trump a Christian? Yes, no, or it doesn't matter. I peeked at the results. Folks, they're close. Weigh in. Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.